Thanks for waking up with WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And welcome on board WKOK Sunrise, the interview portion of our program where we meet folks in the community that are making things happen and introducing us to a wide range of topics. We're glad to say that Terry Burke is back. He's president of the Union County Veterans 4th of July Parade Committee. So welcome aboard, sir. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's parade week. We're getting excited here.
Well, I was just thinking, why would we worry about the 4th of July Parade Committee? They pushed that back to August, so we're fine.
Yeah, well, we never do things traditionally. Remember, we always typically will have it the last Saturday in June, so we kind of went the other way this year.
Okay. Well, yeah, absolutely. So, it's never on the 4th of July, as long as I can remember. So, this time you moved it back a little bit, and I get to help out with kind of a tiny bit of organization of various events and so on. So, I know why you moved it back, but to explain to our audience how some uncertainty earlier really left a lot of question marks when you were trying to plan.
Right. So when we had to decide what we were going to do, when, how, if we were going to do anything, it was, you know, there's so much planning that goes into this. So it was about mid-March, and we had to make a decision. And things were still very up in the air, sketchy, if you will, on you know, the coronavirus. And so, you know, it was kind of advised to us that if you can, you know, push back maybe 6 weeks and give ourselves a little bit of room to do so. So that's what we did.
All right. So you had the idea. And plus, I think people may not realize you set up these contracts and call for vendors and bands and everything else that's associated with this months and months and months in advance.
It's really a year-long project. We kind of finish one parade, and then we have a meeting the next month, and then we get back into, you know, what can we do better? What did, you know, what worked, what didn't work, and then we just start to execute for the following year.
All right, so you set up, when you were doing this planning, you mentioned March, for example, you set this up as one of these, I think they call them reverse parades, or I'm not quite sure what the precise name is, but where the individuals who are being honored and maybe the band or something along that line is stationary, and then individuals who wish to see it drive through. So walk us through this Saturday's 10 a.m. Union County Veterans 4th of July Parade.
Okay, so for lack of a better term, we've been calling it a drive-through parade. Don't know if that's the right term or not, but that's what we're sticking with at this point. So veterans and Gold Star families, they will have designated parking spots in the Silver Moon Flea Market parking lot, which is huge. So they will be stationary. Community members will line up and drive through them. So sort of a reversal of roles, where normally we have the community members lining, you know, the sidewalks and then Market Street in downtown Lewisburg, and the veterans drive through them. So this time the veterans, Gold Star families, they stay put and community members drive through them.
And how many veterans and Gold Star families do you know are coming?
We know for sure we have about 65-70. We have been talking to some folks. We've been out places, Lewisburg Farmers Market, we've been out there, and just people have been coming up to us and saying, veterans, and you know, not sure, but I may just come. So there's room. We have about, you know, 20 extra parking spots, but as is the case every year, we will always make a room for a veteran. So, you know, if they just show up, we're covered. If they want to call me and make sure they have a spot, that's fine. And that's all. Or contact us on Facebook. That's a plan, too.
And you want more veterans to appear?
Always.
All veterans locally?
And anybody. Yep. Anybody who's listening, anybody who knows any veterans, yes, it's their day. And no, we're not, you know, the last Saturday in June this year. And no, it's not our traditional celebration. But still, we're celebrating, and they need to be celebrated. And that's a big reason we're even doing it this way is, you know, we didn't do anything in 2020. Nobody did anything in 2020, but we couldn't skip another year of doing, you know, nothing to celebrate our veterans. That's why this is so important to us to be doing doing this whatever way possible.
All right, so you are going to have this drive-through parade where these veterans and Gold Star families, dozens and dozens of them, I wouldn't be surprised if folks heed your call for veterans to appear. There'll be 100 or more that are going to be there, stationary, seated along the route or at a sort of the fixed position at one point in the route. They'll be there, and then explain what everything else happens then.
So the parade timing is 10 to 12. You don't have to arrive at 10. That's sort of the other nice part of this. You don't have to get there right for 10 o'clock or think, oh, if I'm going to miss something. You know, you could space out, stagger yourself. One thing is we're not exactly sure what kind of turnout we're going to get. We hope it's great. We think it's going to be great because this community, this region, you know, appreciates the veterans. We know that. You see that just by driving around this area. So you come anytime between, 10, 11:30, somewhere in there. But really, the best thing to do if you're coming to drive through the parade is to use the Ziegler Road entrance off of Route 15. So there's a stoplight there. A little bit north, the stoplight north of where Sheetz and the traditional Walmart turn is, if you're familiar with Lewisburg. So there's a stoplight there. Use Ziegler Road off of 15. You're going to go up a little bit, probably not even a quarter mile, and there will be various law enforcement directing traffic, and they'll be spaced out. We've got plenty on hand, and they're going to tell you where to go, and if you need to, go down the road. You may go down the road, turn around, and come back to get in line. But they're all going to handle it, and we're going to leave it to the professionals.
All right, so for all practical purposes, Ziegler Road's going to be closed Saturday morning from 10 to noon because really through traffic will kind of get caught up in this. So maybe, and yeah, there's lots of alternative roads there.
It's open, but yeah, I would consider if you're not going to the parade to maybe avoid that route.
It's the parade parking lot for the forming of the parade. All right, so I wish to go to the parade this Saturday, so I'll be there. So I'm going to go to that Ziegler Road, go up there, and then get turned around. What if I want to be in the position, a certain position in the parade? How does that work?
Well, there's not really a position. It's kind of a first-come, first-serve thing. Sort of like what you see on Market Street when people are putting their chairs out on, Wednesday evening for the Saturday parade. So, again, that's another encouragement. Well, we'd love everybody to be there for 10. If you stagger a little bit and maybe go, a little later, that could help you out with not having to sit and wait quite as long.
And what about bands and fire trucks and floats and things like that?
All right, so I'm not going to spill the beans on some cool stuff we have going on for fire trucks. But as far as bands, so we're going to have the Lewisburg and Line Mountain High School bands. They will be processing through like a normal parade. And then we're also going to have the Keystone Regiment band out of Altoona, and they're going to be stationary. So whenever a band is not marching through, they will be playing. So we can't have a parade without music. You have to have good mm-hmm. music, good marching music. So that's what we're doing there. So it should be a good time. And then at the end of the parade, so after folks go through the parade route, on their way out, there will be set up three Vietnam Air, actually two are Vietnam Air. One's a helicopter and one is a whaleboat. And then we also have a Stryker vehicle, which my civilian definition from looking at pictures is it looks like a small, like an urban tank. So those will be on display there with some parking lined out. And folks can park there, take a look at those vehicles, get up close. There will be veterans there who brought those vehicles that can answer questions. And it'll be a good conversation, good learning experience.
These vehicles are privately owned?
The helicopter and the whaleboat are. The Stryker vehicle comes from, I believe, the National Guard.
Okay, and this is a U.S. Army whale boat, so don't picture something from Ahab's era.
No.
This is a military high-side machine gun parapeted and sturdy boat.
It functioned in Vietnam. It took a lot of trips, transferred a lot of troops. So, they keep it up.
Okay, so super. All right. Well, we can't wait. That's the best part about this. I'm just always agog at this. And the traffic situation is go out Ziegler and wait to get turned around by some of the law enforcement and the directors there. Don't all show up at 10. Go ahead and pick 10:30, 11, or 11:30, and you'll get through. and you will have music marching. Lewisburg and Lion Mountain will march, but stationary, so almost everybody's going to hear them. Keystone Regiment's going to be near the veterans in that area.
Yes.
Okay, what else? So you'll have, the veterans are going to be seated. Keystone Regiment is going to be seated. What else is going to be seated in that stationary?
Gold Star families as well.
Okay.
We also will have a couple, and again, it's going to be hard for folks driving through, but K-9 Hero Haven will be there. It's a pet adoption agency, so kind of a way to connect the veterans with, you know, different outlets. You know, pet ownership can be very therapeutic. And in the case of some of these dogs with K-9 Hero Haven, they are veterans themselves, the dogs that had served, you know, done military service. So we're going to try to hook them up with homes and see what comes of it.
Okay, so the dogs are veterans. Anybody else stationed near the soldiers, the veterans, and the Gold Star families?
The Mobile Vet Center will be coming down, and that's to help veterans with their mental health needs. I think you can imagine there's been, you know, much talk that you, during warfare, you see a lot of things, and so this is to help them stay mentally healthy.
And are you a veteran?
I am not.
Okay,
no.
So you're not. Yeah,
I have a nephew who served in the Navy and another nephew who's in the Marines.
Okay, so you salute them. Well, I salute my World War II veteran father and my Korean War-era veteran mother whenever we get the opportunity. So maybe we'll get a chance to do that again on Saturday. Let's see. Who's on the committee? We remember working with Kevin for a couple of years in charge, and of course Graham Showalter before then. Go ahead and name some names, if you don't mind, of other folks who are on the committee.
Sure. Those were the two past presidents. We're kind of like the Pittsburgh Steelers. We only have, you know, so many coaches in our history here. So the rest of the executive committee is Al Walter. He's the vice president. Rachel O'Brien, she's the treasurer. And she's actually, hats off to Rachel, she's actually splitting time. She works in Pittsburgh full-time, has a place in State College, comes in every other week to kind of help us process the bills and stuff like that. And it's a lot. As you can imagine, driving in from Pittsburgh every other week can be something. And then Amy Weller is our secretary. I don't want to miss anybody, so I'm hesitant to name names.
Did you say Al Walters?
Al Walter, yep. Al okay. Walter, vice president. So
and Amy.
Pat Marolo, Freddie Carlip, Matt Farrand, Marvin Mitchell, Key Club. We actually have Marissa Paul from the Lewisburg High School Key Club, and they're great. I mean, I think it's awesome that we're getting the high school students involved in this, not just for our parade, but for everything. And the Key Club at Lewisburg High School has been awesome.
Well, I'm glad Freddie Carlip and Matt Farrand are involved. We certainly know them in the community, involved in other endeavors. So, yeah, good for you. And I'm getting you in trouble by asking you to name names. So if you're in hot water now, it's my fault.
Thanks a lot. So. I think there are multiple Matt and Freddies. I think because they're everywhere.
Right, there are a couple, but they're all good eggs. So that kind of works out. All right. Well, just about out of time here, but go ahead and make a pitch for folks this Saturday, Silver Moon Complex, you know, up in the near the antique shop in the flea market region, for folks to go up there, and the banquet hall is up there, of course, too, for folks to come out, please.
So I will just say real quick that we do plan on being back on Market Street in Lewisburg in June of 2022, as long as things, you know, get back to air quotes normal. But yes, Silver Moon Saturday at 10 a.m. You could stagger your arrival or come at 10, whatever you want to do. So I also want to say, you know, thank you to Silver Moon. Silver Moon's been so great and so hospitable and accommodating for everything that we've needed. The furniture store up there and the antiques mall will be open. So, you know, if you're coming there, just tell the traffic police that, you know, hey, I'm going to the antiques mall. Hey, I'm going to the furniture store, and they'll get you in there. Might be a little less stressful if you go after 12, but they will be open. You know, just tell them where you want to go. But, okay. Yeah, we'll see you all Saturday between 10 and 12.
All right. Well, after you drive through the parade, the world's your oyster. You're in that spot. So, you know, find a safe parking spot off to the side, and you could enjoy that. Well, Terry, thank you so much. Thank you for all you're doing. I know you're busy at Bucknell University. You guys are ramping up for a fall season. You get involved in, what's your title over there? You're involved in the Video Productions,
yes,
as I recall.
Yes, I'm the director of Bison Vision on the Patriot League on ESPN. They just changed streaming partners prior to last season.
Okay, super. All right. So that's why a lot of the alumni watch the games, and then they listen to the soundtrack on our sister station, Eagle 107, when the football Bison are playing. So I know that's a common thing to do for folks. Terry, thank you so much for all you're doing. Thanks for helping out, and we thank all the people who are involved in this, and there are quite a few. Union County Veterans 4th of July Parade this Saturday, 10 a.m. to noon.